Blog Talk Radio. Voices, Sirius Radio, Channel 141. He served as the chairman and a member of the Morgan State University Complementary Alternative Medicine Advisory Board. Wow. Past member of the Mitchellville School of Technology and Science Board of Directors and a member of the Institute of Functional Medicine at the Maryland Health Disparities Coalition. Also, African Holistic Health Association and an acupuncture addiction specialist, Maryland Acupuncture Society. Dr. Muakil is a licensed acupuncturist and massage therapist. Brother, I don't know where you found the time or find the time to do and have studied all of that, but as my listeners can tell from your very impressive bio, that they are in for a treat today. Brother, thank you for being my guest again, and welcome back to Juwanza for Life.
No problem, Juwanza. How are you? And I'd like to say hello to your listeners on this fine evening that God has given us. You know, this evening, you know, I want to talk about something that is not really a mystery, but, you know, it's actually becoming a situation where people are trying to self-medicate, let me put it like that, and they don't have all of the information and all of the tools, you know, because of we live in a world now where every half an hour, every 30 seconds, somebody is developing some kind of new alternative modality or substance that people can take to do this, that, or the other. And the reality of some of that is true, that it works, but, you know, in its working, is it displacing something else? And, you know, we've got it on the market. I mean, when I started in doing this, people used to say, well, that stuff doesn't work anyway, you know. And now, you know, in the climate in which we were living, now places like NIH and CDC, the Center for Disease Control, and other folks, including, you know, you put on the TV now, you got, I think the doctors are still on, and you got Dr. Oz, and, you know, folks are starting to be somewhat educated, but not getting all of the information as to how to go about using, you know, some of these substances. And so this evening, I want to talk about minerals and vitamins, you know, and okay. The reason I want to talk about those is because of the fact that minerals and vitamins are not really understood in a sense, you know. For instance, you know, a lot of people now finding that their doctor's telling them to take vitamin D because they're vitamin D deficient. Well, if you've got melanin in your skin and you live in North America and you don't live in the Caribbean and you don't live in Africa and you don't live in other places like Central America, then you're supposed to have a vitamin D deficiency because of the fact that the sun is not hot enough. But what happens is that you wind up and the doctor gives you 50,000 units of vitamin D. Well, that's an issue. And it's an issue because, first off, that's toxic, okay? Second, mm-hmm. It's reducing the magnesium in your body. Third, it doesn't have the magnesium, the calcium, the vitamin C, and the phosphorus that is needed in order for it to be absorbed in your body. So what happens is later down the line, you wind up having toxicity from it, which could go anywhere from headaches to having cramps in your abdomen. Yeah. So this evening I want to talk about, you know, talk about that and talk about the fact that when you take micronutrients, and that's what they're called, when you take micronutrients, you have to understand that micronutrients have a synergistic relationship that you can't just take one vitamin or mineral and expect it to get into the body. When we start looking at this whole micronutrient thing, we have to look at the first thing. First thing we have to look at is that we're talking about chemistry. Okay, that's the major thing we're talking about. When you start talking about chemistry, and when you start talking about chemistry for the body, you're talking about 21 to 55 elements that have to be in harmony in order for you to maintain wellness. Yeah. When you eat certain foods, those foods are supposed to give you the nutrients, the micronutrients that your body needs. However, okay, that doesn't happen. And I've had people say, well, I get it from my food. Well, the issue there is this. The majority of us have a digestive problem. Okay? We do. And that digestive problem stemmed from a couple of things. One, if we were breastfed and our mother weaned us off the breast and gave us cow's milk, that caused a disruption to the digestive tract. In my book, Sweet Mysteries of Life for Diabetes, in the research, it talks about the Finland study. These are Europeans, not Africans, Europeans, who they found that by giving them cow's milk, it introduced constipation, runny noses, and congestion. Okay? Dr. Michael Moore Murray talks about cow's milk creating type 1 diabetes.
Wow.
Which means that it disrupts the digestive tract, creating an imbalance of nutrients so that the body does not function properly. So when we talk about minerals and vitamins, we're talking about how do we increase and maintain life within the body. See, because if we watch a gorilla, which is one of the largest animals in God's kingdom, they eat slow. They eat vegetables and fruits. They eat roots for protein. They take their time in chewing their food so that they're able to get those nutrients, the micronutrients, out of that food. They go to the forest and get that food. They don't get that food from the supermarket. And that's what it is. It's a supermarket. Okay. We get our food from the supermarket, whether it's a place that sells natural food or whether it's a place that sells all kinds of food. I talked in one of the shows about organic. You know, well, everybody's eating organic. That's a great thing. If you chew that food well, and that food is grown no further than 100 miles of where you live, then that's good. Because then you're going to get the nutrients. But if you eat that food, and that food comes from California, Florida, and you don't live in those areas, then what you're looking at is you're really looking at the fact that you're not getting the nutrients that you think that you should be getting from that food because of the fact that the food is picked immature. So now you're not getting the minerals and the vitamins.
Well, how would you, Doctor, advise people, because I'm sure there's somebody out there listening, when they go to the supermarket and they're looking at tomatoes and heads of lettuce and, you know, beets and all of these things, you know, how would they determine if it's not on the, of course, I know you wouldn't advocate eating packaged food, but if it's not listed, if it's not assigned, how is one to determine that? Or would you just suggest then, if you're going to be, say, a vegetarian, that you grow, you would almost be forced to grow your own food to know exactly where it came from?
Well, there's a couple of ways. One way is to ask the person in the produce department, if they're educated enough, ask them, where'd the food come from? Okay? I mean, you know, if it's organic.
You might say, look, man, I just work here. I just the shelves, man. I don't know.
So then if that's the case, then what happens is that you eat that food, but now you have to deal with supplementation. Because you're not getting the nutrients. You know, in 1974, the government ruled that in these United States, you could not use DDTs any longer.
DDTs,
which is a toxin, deadly toxin. You could not use DDTs in farming. They did not say that we could not manufacture it and sell it to Mexico.
Is that a pesticide or something
to
spray on the food?
Yes. They sell it to Mexico and all of those foreign countries that we buy food from. Produce.
Okay.
They sell it to Costa Rica and places of that nature. Uh-huh. So when you do that, what happens is that them DDTs go into your system and they start to tear down the body. They tear down the Q10. They tear down the magnesium, the calcium. They create toxicity to the liver, so that now the liver has an issue. And in some cases, it's an issue that has to do with estrogen. So now you wind up finding people having cancer, and the cancer is coming from these foods. If we're going to eat foods of that nature, then we have to supplement them. And we have to supplement them with minerals and vitamins, amino acids, that are either in pill form or they're in powder form or they're liquid. But when you do that, you have to understand that these elements need to be in their right proportion with their right partners. It's like me coming to your house, Juwanza, and taking the door key from my house, trying to get into your house.
Right.
The lock ain't opening.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if the lock is not opening, then that means I ain't getting in. So the only way that I can, the only way I can get in is break in.
Mm-hmm.
That means excess. So the only way you get these minerals and vitamins, these micronutrients into your system means that you have to put them in excess so that you get a drop of it.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah. When we start talking about them, what are they? Vitamins help what are known as coenzymes. Enzymes, you can't live without enzymes. You die if you don't have enzymes. When you put food in your mouth, that starch is broken down by an enzyme that's in the mouth. When protein goes into your stomach, the stomach has a protein, has enzymes that break it down in that hydrochloric acid. When that food, that fat, or that sugar goes into the small intestines, it's broken down by enzymes. Well, vitamins ride with those enzymes.
Okay.
So when they ride with those enzymes, that's how they start to be able to get into the body. However, but you have to have the right combination together in order to do that. Because you have, in vitamins, you have fat solubles and you have water solubles. Well, what are they? Water solubles mean that they mix with the bloodstream real easy.
Okay.
Fat solubles mean that they have to really go through the liver and the liver has to do its thing to them, connecting them to bile and things of that nature so that they get into the system. So that you don't have a problem, because fat-soluble vitamins will store in the body and create toxicity, like vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin E. They're fat-solubles. But in order for them fat-solubles to get into the system, okay. For instance, let's take vitamin E. In order for vitamin E to get into your system, it needs vitamin A, it needs a B complex, it needs B1, it needs vitamin C, okay. Selenium. Because without those, it doesn't do anything. It doesn't get into your system like it should. So then it can become toxic. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then it could wind up causing other kinds of issues. One of the biggest issues that people can get from taking fat-soluble vitamins that don't get into the system is they can wind up with headaches or feel nauseated because the liver now is starting to attack things, and which now is beginning to create disharmony, and that disharmony now is causing or is trying to cause the body to get rid of the toxic. But fat-soluble vitamins are needed. They're needed by the brain. Yeah. They're needed by ligaments and tendons, oxygenation. So fat-soluble vitamins are in demand in the body.
Okay.
That's like multiple sclerosis. I have some classes come up, and people can email me to find out about them, and one of them is on multiple sclerosis. Multiple sclerosis is a vitamin F deficiency. What is a vitamin F deficiency? Vitamin F deficiency is a deficiency having to do with fatty acids. But when you take too much fatty acids and you don't balance it with magnesium, then the fatty acid takes over and it reduces and or eliminates the magnesium. So magnesium then begins to become deficient.
You know, Doctor, as I'm listening to you and to all of the listeners online, if you have a question or you'd like to make a comment, just press 1, and I can bring you on board and you can ask your question of Dr. Muakil, special guest today. He's a regular monthly guest on Juwanza for Life. As I'm listening to you, and with all of the different things that we eat, we put in our mouth, you know, people have been just accustomed to, unless for whatever reason, you have come to a situation in your life where you something happened, and now you have been forced to change your diet to live it, as I like to say. All of the things that you're talking about, you mentioned selenium, you mentioned magnesium, you know, I'm sure we'll be talking about iron, and, you know, there was once upon a time when you could eat and not, it wasn't even important, or it didn't appear to be important to know these things. But now it seems each and every day is becoming more and more important to know what selenium is, what magnesium is, what iron does. You know, I learned something today. The vitamins ride with the enzymes, you know. And, you know, without enzymes, you die. And if the vitamins don't ride with the enzymes, you die. So I gave new meaning to the term ride or die, you know. So... when you talk about the things that we need to know, you know, it's so interesting that even now, so more than ever before, it appears that this information is vital to living a healthy life free from disease.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, we're talking about nutritional deficiencies, which we call diseases. That's really what we're talking about. We're talking about the body not getting the nutrients it needs in order for it to function at its optimum. So when that happens, we more than likely wind up going to the doc and the doctor giving us some pills or something and say that we have a certain type of disease. And because we have that certain type of disease, we begin to take this medication and the medication, you know, and the medication has a side effect because, you know, if you listen to the TV when they're advertising medications, pharmaceuticals, there's always a real fast commentary about the side effects. It's so fast that it's gone by so fast you can barely hear it.
Sound like an auctioneer.
But if we, right.
Sound like
but if we, but if we
off.
Begin, if we begin to put in the nutrients that are needed, and we put them in their proper perspective, what happens is we then find ourselves healthy. But We don't do that. See? Because, one, because we don't know about it. Okay. This is a course that I teach so that people do know about minerals and vitamins. They know how to go about dealing with that. They know that if you take zinc, then you need to take copper.
Mm-hmm.
Because zinc will displace copper, which is a mineral. And the minerals are the substance of life. They're the building blocks of life.
And there's 102 of them? Is that correct?
No, there's not 102 minerals.
Okay.
Okay. Not at all.
Okay.
In terms of the minerals, you got about 27 of them.
Okay.
In terms of all of the elements that make up the body, you have about 75 of them. Okay. But when you start to look at this, okay, when you start to look at the fact of that, let's talk about the factor of acid reflux.
Okay.
GERD. A lot of people got that now.
Hmm?
What is the problem? The problem is that the esophageal flap doesn't close. Why doesn't it close? It doesn't close because you don't have enough B vitamins, and specifically B1, in order to build the hydrochloric acid and release that muscle so that muscle will close. But if you take B1, thiamine, you gotta take B complex, else it does no good. And the interesting thing about the B vitamins is that your urine will turn neon, because water soluble vitamins go in, do their work, and they come out. If you're constipated, vitamin C will work that piece out for you.
Amen.
Okay. Vitamin C will work that piece out. But if you want vitamin C to be in your body and to work for you, then you need to take vitamin C, vitamin D, magnesium, phosphorus, calcium, because all them associates, they play the game together in the sandbox.
Well, what then would you say, because I know somebody's wondering, okay, because everybody, I mean, you're listening to an expert here, okay? You're listening to somebody who's been doing this since 1974, okay? From 40 years, okay? So for somebody who, because I could hear somebody saying, well, I don't, that's Dr. Moorkill. He knows all this stuff. He knows when he looks at a vegetable, whether it's high in calcium, phosphate, magnesium, iron, whether it's got, you know, selenium or, you know, all of these things in it. For the average person who might have become vegan or vegetarian and they just going to the shop, they might say, okay, well, I'm going to go to the farmer's market then. I'm going to go to the farmer's market nearest my home. I'm going to get my food within 100 miles of where I live. And mm-hmm. I want to make sure that I'm getting all of my enzymes. I want to make sure, you know, that I'm getting all of the nutrients that I need, all of the, you know, 75 minerals and everything else that I need. How would you advise them to, I guess, determine? Okay, or is it just a situation where, look, you had to do the research, you know, with the information that's available today with the Internet, people are just going to have to get online and start doing some research to find out what has what, what contains this, what's high in this or low in that. Because, again, to the average person, it could seem tedious to, I know it's necessary, but at the same time, it could seem tedious when they're just like, man, I just want to eat orange. You know, can I just eat orange? You know, can I just get a bowl of fruit? You know, can I just stop eating meat, you know, and start eating more vegetables and fruits and be okay without having to know the in-depthness that Dr. Moorkill is talking about? Now, I know that this is necessary, but I'm speaking, I know, for somebody that's listening.
Okay, well, this is the thing, you know, with the variety of eating patterns that we have nowadays, you know, you have some people who say, well, I'll take supplements, and you have some people who say, no, I'm not taking those supplements. I'm going to continue doing what I'm doing, you know, and, you know, leave it at that. The thing is this, you know, in order for you to understand what you're putting in your mouth, you have to begin to do research. You can't sit back and wait for someone on the TV or someone to tell you. You have to do research. You have to go to the lecture. You have to buy the books. You have to. The internet is a great source of information, but you got to be careful, because in this day and age, you got a lot of people out there with bogus information. And a lot of times when you go start researching something that has to do with natural medicine, 9 times out of 10, they want to sell you something. So, but you gotta begin to deal with research, because then you know. You know that you go to the doctor, and the doctor says, listen, I'm going to give you this $50,000 IUs of vitamin D. And you need to be able to say, well, doc, yeah, I understand what you're saying, but that ain't how you got to do that. Because Harvard University said, okay,
mm-hmm.
or Howard University said, or the University of Maryland said that that's too much.
Right.
And they recommended that this is how I take that.
Mm-hmm.
Or begin to go to classes. You know, we'll pay for some nice shoes. We'll pay for a nice car. Get some tires on the car. Keep the car clean. You know, mm-hmm. go get your wig tight. You know, all of that. But we don't spend money on education.
Preach.
Mm. You know. So we relying on somebody else to tell us, and whatever they say is the gospel. If you tell me something, I'm going to research it and see what it's about. Every day across my desk, I get at least 10 different products that people are sending me. My patients will come in and say, well, Dr. Moakil, do you know about this product? The first thing I do with them sitting in my office, I go to the internet. Who are these people? What's their claim mm-hmm. to fame?
Yeah. Right.
What makes their thing good? Is there any research on it? If there's research on it, did they pay the people to do the research, or was it independent? Because, see, if I pay you, Juwanza, to come to my office and survey my office, you're going to say what I want you to say because I'm paying you.
Right.
You see? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we have to do that. It's about education. If you're going to use the product, then go on and deal with the factor of you got to be educated. You know, there's a lot of people in, what's it called, multi-level marketing of nutritional products, have no background in it. They go with whatever the people say, and they run the script to you.
Right.
And the reality of that is that are you actually getting what you're supposed to get from that particular product? Because of the fact that you listening to them, but you haven't done the research on the product. You know, last month, I think it was, Congress spanked Dr. Oz for doing that. Because on his show, he gives this information. But some of the information that he's been given has not been up to the standards. You know, anytime a person tells you that you can go to Costco or you can go to some place like that and buy these vitamins and them vitamins is all right, there's something wrong with that. Because of the fact that when you take these minerals and these vitamins, are you really getting what it is that you need? Well, the way you find out which vitamins and which minerals are going to give you what you need and which manufacturer, you need to become a subscriber to Consumer Lab. Because Consumer Lab tells you about all products. Consumer Lab will give you the 411 on whether or not this vitamin and mineral that you're thinking about buying is the one that you should have.
Everybody, you need to write that down. Consumer Lab. Research it.
Right. You know, and I forget how much it costs. I'm a member of that, but I forget how much it costs a year.
Mm-hmm.
But even if it's $50, $75, you're going to go get your hair did. You're going to put that $75 someplace that ain't giving you nothing. This $75 for this information is helping you to maintain your health. So that you understand what you're taking, because we need mm-hmm. to do that. Yeah. It's like, you know, you got a lot of people taking a lot of stuff, and you got people taking stuff that's got soy in it. Well, if you're not a Oriental Asian, then when you take that soy can cause you to have mucus. So now you're taking a protein powder with that in it. So that means that protein is not being broken down into the stomach. So then that means all the minerals and vitamins that you're supposed to get with that protein is not happening in your body.
That's so interesting, Doctor, because you have people that have been taking particular supplements for years, okay, mm-hmm. and without much success. And,
right.
you know, The companies that are promoting these, you know, are promoting them with all these promises and this and that and the other. But the person that's taking them, been taking them for years, and according to, like, based on what you're saying, it's not being assimilated into the body, so they're getting very little, if any, results from this product and wondering why, and then walking away thinking, well, this stuff don't work. And then they will tell and somebody else, this stuff don't work. I tried it. It don't work.
Right. And see, that's why you have some doctors who are against minerals and vitamins and talk about the fact that it's nothing but expensive urine. Because of the fact that the body's not able to assimilate it. That's like, if you got yeast in your gut, in your small intestines, well, you're not going to assimilate B vitamins. You're not going to assimilate minerals like chromium. Because of the fact that yeast is interrupting the ability of absorption. Matter of fact, if you have yeast in your gut, you're liable to have candida or candidiasis, depending on what country you're in. And if you have that, what that's going to do is that's going to cause your immune system to break down. See, and B vitamins are essential. B vitamins help us to break down carbohydrates. That's why when you take B vitamins, you wind up having energy.
Well, Dr.
B vitamins.
I was just going to say, somebody, I'm just going to take to the caller. I see you up there. I'll be coming to you as soon as Dr. Muakil finishes expounding on his statement. We're talking about B vitamins at the moment, okay?
B vitamins, for instance, have to do with the central nervous system. And you got to have all of them in order for you to get what you need. Okay? You got to have all of them. Because if you don't, then that B vitamin is not going to get into your system. And you got to make sure that the B vitamin that you get is legitimate. Because if not, you got expensive urine.
Carla, thank you for your patience. You are on the air with Dr. Muakil, 4356. Thank you so much for your patience. Welcome to Juwanza for Life.
Yes, I was going to say that when he spoke about researching,
mm-hmm.
My brother right now is in the midst of a lawsuit with Kaiser because mm-hmm. his wife had MS, mm-hmm. and the medicine they put her on had a side effect of liver problems.
Mm-hmm.
She died from liver cancer.
Mm-hmm.
They failed to do a liver function test on her every 3 months as the medicine recommended.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's nothing that, you know, it's not a hypothetical. It's a reality that mm-hmm. you have to know what
Absolutely.
You're taking. And I had a doctor a while back that wanted to prescribe a lot of vitamins, and he said, but not in the terms where you said it and you could understand what you're saying. I thought, really, he was just trying to push vitamins, but he was saying, well, if you take this one, you have to take that one. But he didn't make the correlation as you've made it plain, and now I understand, and this is like 15 years later. I'm understanding clearly what you're saying, but he could not articulate that to the point that I thought it was credible, you know, and that I thought he was just trying to sell some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it makes all the sense in the world the way you've explained it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just really wish he had, because I need to do some vitamins too, but I just really wish he had the ability to articulate it so I could understand it. But he wasn't quite as quite as easily understood as you have been tonight, and I just wanted to say that.
Well, I thank you for that,
mm-hmm.
you know. But it is, we have to research. We have to be, you know, we have to be our own researcher. You know, we have to understand, we have to know. That's like, there's a lot of people who are vegetarians. There's a lot of people who are vegans. There's a lot of people who are raw foodists. And my hat's off to them. And it's a wonderful thing. However, you'll find a lot of them eating a lot of carbs. And you'll find a lot of them eating a lot of sweets, cakes, cookies, and pies, and things of that nature. Or they're eating a lot of fruit. And the reason for that is because of the fact of that their bodies is not getting the nutrients that it needs. Chromium, they're not getting the B vitamins, you know. They're not being able to really enrich their bodies. I tell people who are raw foodists, because I know some raw fooders who are overweight. I tell raw fooders, I tell vegetarians, strict vegetarians, and people who are vegans that, you know, find a plant-based, a good plant-based mineral and vitamin supplement so that you do get the things that you need. B12, you need to get B12. There's only two ways you can take B12, either a shot or you can take it as sublingual under your tongue. It can be mixed in with the B complex, and you can get it that way because then it's masked so that it goes through the stomach in its proper manner. But, you know, we need B12. We got a lot of people who are anemics. You said something about iron. Iron is one of the worst elements trying to get into the body because it's a heavy metal, because it is a metal. But in order to get iron into your system, you got to have a vitamin C, because vitamin C helps to open that door. The best way to get iron into your system is through chlorophyll. Chlorophyll has a magnesium element that works very well with the iron element, which helps iron to get into your system. So that you don't become deficient. If you're not eating meat, then you more than likely have an iron deficiency. Check and see if you eat nice all the time. If you eat nice all the time, that's a definite giveaway that you have an iron deficiency. If you got ridges in your fingernails that look like valleys, you either have an iron deficiency or you got worms.
Now,
go ahead.
I was going to say, well, what about people who say, well, for the vegetarians and vegans, who say, well, I can get the iron through certain herbs that may be high in iron, like burdock, yellow dock, you know, red clover, and dandelion, for example. You know,
would that be a
substitute to eating meat?
Yeah, it could be. However, yellow dock, which is as good as it is, yellow dock sometimes is also an issue of trying to assimilate iron. So you got to take it with pugenin, which is dandelion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You got to take it with that. You know, there's a formula that I make that's called Marrow Plus. It's an iron tonic. It increases the iron. The other one I recommend to people is Floridex Iron Tonic, because you're talking about being able for it to assimilate into the body. So it has to be gluconate in order for it to get into the body, opposed to fer fossa, which is how they give it to you. That's why your bowels turn black. See?
Well, doctor, is there a difference in approach when it comes to symptoms, looking at symptoms? I know, you know, as I read your awesome resume, you know, you've got an extensive history in practicing traditional Chinese medicine. When looking at deficiencies in iron and minerals, or not iron, but minerals and vitamins, would a traditional Chinese medicine practitioner see something different? I know the approach would be different, but I mean just the symptom, looking at the particular symptom when, for example, you gave an example of if you have ridges in your fingernails, you know, that would signify something. Would the symptoms be, or the approach or the diagnosis, when you're looking at to determine whether there's a deficiency or an overabundance of a particular mineral or vitamin, would that be different from the Chinese, traditional Chinese perspective as opposed to the Western perspective? I mean, I know the treatment would be different, but what about the diagnosis?
Well, when you start talking about traditional Chinese medicine, you really can't link it in the same category, you know, because in Chinese medicine we don't look at minerals and vitamins.
Okay.
We look at patterns, and the patterns determine what's going on in the body. Okay. And so when you have certain patterns going on, that will identify certain types of imbalances. See, and in Chinese medicine, you don't deal with disease, you deal with imbalances or disharmonies. Because in Chinese medicine, or in Asian medicine, actually, you're looking at aiding the body in recreating balance. That's what the body's doing. You know, you're not trying to manage anything. You're not trying to do any of that. You're trying to aid the body in reestablishing its balance. And when you start to do that, what happens is you really begin to see a difference. You know?
Okay.
When you start talking about nutrition, nutrition is totally different, because nutrition, in a sense, is also trying to reestablish balance because of the fact that people are suffering from malnutrition. You got a person that's 340 pounds and 5'2", very much overweight,
mm-hmm.
but they're suffering from malnutrition.
True.
And we would say, no, they're fat. They're obese. The reality of that is that they are, due to the fact that their body is not absorbing the nutrients from the foods that they eat. And because of that, what happens now is that now their body keeps growing, you know, opposed to the fact that, well, let's give them an enzyme, let's give them some minerals, like chromium. Well, if you're going to give them chromium, then you might want to give them some calcium, magnesium. See? So that their body now begins to reduce. You know, diabetes. You know, diabetes, you got over 40 million people in this country with diabetes.
Wow.
Now, when we look at diabetes, you know, we say, well, diabetes is a disease. I've proved that diabetes, I myself and other nutritionists have proved that diabetes is not a disease. It's a nutritional deficiency. I treat people every day for diabetes who are changing their A1Cs. Why is their A1C changing? Their A1C is changing because of the protocol that I have in place. When they stay on the protocol, what happens? What happens is their body starts to become nourished again. Their body then starts to take in the minerals and the vitamins. So now the electrolytes, the sodium, the chloride, and the potassium starts to get strong again. So when that gets strong, then the blood starts to get strong. When the blood starts to get strong, the blood then starts to really turn from acid to alkaline and allows for the cells to open up and absorb the glucose or the sugar. But a couple of the biggest nutrients that diabetics suffer from is magnesium deficiency, vitamin C deficiency, and chromium. not to mention zinc and copper.
Mm-hmm.
See, so when we start looking at this, we really have to look at this in terms of how do we reapply the nutritional values that the body needs. That's really what we have to do. Because once we do that, then we maintain health and wellness.
You know, we have a few moments left, and I just wanted to ask you this question because you mentioned Dr. Oz, and I was going to ask you just, and this is the question, are there different nutritional needs for different cultures? Okay, because there may be, for example, African Americans or Africans, people who are high in melanin, they may have different nutritional needs than other people. So when we're looking at people, it's not a one-size-fits-all type of thing. So you might be listening to somebody who might say, okay, well, I recommend this. But because of your unique nutritional needs, you know, that may not supply exactly what it is that you need, or it may not assimilate as readily into your system as it may, you know, somebody else who's within that particular group of people who's they may be able to assimilate something more readily than you, or vice versa. Could you talk about the different nutritional needs of the different races? Are they all the same?
Well, you know, I mentioned this earlier regarding vitamin D. You know, you have melanin, and the reality of that is that because you have this melanin, which is this pigmentation that is a pigmentation that has to have a certain type of sunlight in order for the body to receive it, the vitamin D. The sunlight in this country is not hot enough for us. For Europeans, if you have two people, same age, living in the same geographical city, what you'll find is that if both of them go to the doctor at the same time and the doctor takes their vitamin D levels in the summertime, you would find that the Europeans' vitamin D levels was satisfactory. You would find that the person of color's vitamin D levels would be low. But now, take them to the Caribbean and bring them back. Take them to the Caribbean for maybe a month and bring them back. Then send them to the doctor. You'd find that the Europeans' vitamin D levels may be in excess, where the person of color's vitamin D level would be exactly where it needs to be. Just look at the fact that if we go to the Caribbean, we go to Africa or Central America, someplace by that equator, and we come back, we got this bronze skin, which is called teasing tan, aggravating brown. With that, you go to the doctor say your vitamin D levels are good. So to answer your question, yeah, because of culture, because of pigmentation of the skin, that's one of vitamin D's jobs, is to deal with the bones and the skin.
So what would be a good source? I'm sorry.
What would be a good source of vitamin D?
Vitamin D. If we don't get enough sun here, for those who are living here, in what food form, or because we got to make sure that it's that it's able to assimilate into the system. So what would be your recommendation?
Well, the other thing that you got to do besides make sure that it assimilates into the system is you first got to get your digestive tract together.
Okay.
Okay, because if your digestive tract is not proper, then, you know, you can eat everything. And, you know, it ain't working. It ain't going to be working. And it's not going to be working because of the fact that you're not able to absorb it and assimilate it. But if you're able to get your digestive tract functioning in the manner that it should, then what will happen is that you'll be able to assimilate it. For instance, sardines, herring, salmon, tuna fish, things of that nature will work it out for you. Now,
and if you're a vegetarian and you don't eat fish?
Okay, that can be an issue. Some nuts you can get it from. Not all nuts, but, you know, some nuts you can get it from, you know. But when you start looking at that, you know, you're really talking about the fact that, again, you know, and see that the interesting thing is that when we eat nuts, nuts is real interesting. That's why I quit eating nuts. When we eat nuts, nuts have to be soaked. They're like beans. They have inhibitors. And if you don't soak the bean and open the inhibitor and eat the nuts soggy, it's nasty, eat the nuts soggy, then what happens is you actually wind up not getting what you're trying to get from the nut. So, you know, I mean, you know, yeah, you can get it from you know, you can, almonds, one of the nuts you could get it from. You can get some from. Okay. The other thing that I would say is if you're vegan or vegetarian, move to the tropics. You know, move to Africa somewhere. You know, move somewhere where you're gonna get this, where you're gonna get the sun. But the vitamin D levels, you know, is really because it's an oil, and that's what it is. It's an oil. It's a fatty acid. You need to be able to have something that's going to give you fat and give you the fat and that kind of fatty acid. Because if you don't, then what happens is that you're really not going to get a good basis of that. You're really not going to do that, you know, because the major pieces of getting it is from fish. You know, that's the major pieces of getting it. You might get some from almonds, like I said, but outside of that, there's not a whole lot more you can get vitamin D from without taking the supplement.
What about, this is just a question, what about sea vegetation, you know, because like kelp and spirulina and,
well,
you know, these
you
types?
Can, now, when you start talking about that, yeah, you can... You can get you can get some of that from it. You're not going to get a whole lot, but you can get some of that from it because you got to remember that this is an oil.
Okay.
This is an oil. That's why it's an IU, international unit, and it's not a microgram or a milligram. It's an IU. So you're talking about things like vitamin E, which is an IU, okay? Fatty acids are IUs because they're oils.
Okay.
So you're really talking about, you know, the oil. Now, you can get some of it, you know, you would get dry, like, again, there's a formula I put together that's called Green Earth Food, and Green Earth Food has all of that in it, and so you're going to get vitamin D because of the mixture, because of the things that I've mixed in it, okay? But again, you're talking about, you know, you've really got to deal with digestion. I don't care what you take, you got to deal with digestion. And again, if you're one of them vegans or vegetarians that's eating a lot of carbs, a lot of sweet foods, a lot of things of that nature, that's telling you that you're not healthy. That's really telling you that. You know, and it's interesting that, you know, you go to the health food store and you got health food sweets. Junk food is junk food. I don't care if it says 100% natural. It's junk food. So if you're eating junk food and you're not getting nutrients, you know, you got a lot of bars out there that mm-hmm. say that they have everything in them. But when you look at it, they got a lot of sugar in them. And then they got, you know, sugar and protein don't go together because it ferments and putrefies. Mm-hmm. So you know, I mean, the thing, this is what I tell people. Research. Research. Research.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to know what it is that your body needs and how to get what you need to get. My office is in a fitness center. And one of the personal trainers, you know, we had a conversation. And, you know, I gave her some information about some things she needed. And I gave her some products that she could take because of the way that she wanted to set up her own regimen.
Mm-hmm.
And the next day I came into the office, she had researched the product I told her about and compared it with the product she was taking.
Okay.
So that she would get the best of what she needed for her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's what we have to do. Because if we don't do that, then the minerals and the vitamins and the amino acids and the enzymes we take, they don't work. They don't work at all. I have a class coming up. People can email me. That's it's an online class that will do two things. One is it'll teach them about minerals and vitamins, and the other is it'll teach them about how to change to a healthier lifestyle. They can reach me at my office, which is 301-249-2445. I'm sorry. I just moved, and so that's the old number. Although if you call that number, you can still get me. The new number is 301-577-6826. Now, the first number was 301-249-2445. And my office number now is 301-577-6826. You can email me at info@healenarts.net. Again, that's info at H-E-A-R, H-E-A-L-E-N-A-R-T-S. So, you know, as we move forward, and, you know, as I bring my last words, what people need to realize is this. The natural food market and the vitamin and mineral market are multi-billion-dollar businesses. And every time something new comes out, or every time there's a research on something, they drop it into their product. That does not mean that the product is good and substantial. That just means that they just have this particular thing in their product. What I suggest people do is, one, to research. Two, check out Consumer Labs. Because Consumer Labs, one of the things about them is that they're not paid by companies to give information. The information they give is for consumers. And it's for consumers to be able to have an understanding of the products they buy. If you don't have the ability to do that, then talk with people who are educated in the field. Spend that money on something other than your hair, and go to one of them, and go to one of them workshops and lectures.
Listen,
you know, I mean, seriously, because that way you sitting there, and this person is saying whatever they're saying about whatever they're saying. You have the opportunity to ask them questions, so that you're an educated consumer. Europeans...
Dr. Moore, yes, sir. I'm sorry. Please continue.
Europeans, one of the things that they do is they research and they ask questions and they spend money to get educated.
I'm on that.
Africans born in America spend more money on things that don't last in our life than to be educated. If you educate yourself, then what happens is that education lasts until you pass on to the next world. But if you buy a dress, a pair of shoes, a tuxedo, get your hair did.
Come on.
That lasts only for a minute. Then you got to replace it.
Mm-hmm.
I had a friend of mine tell me, said, you know, I'm a perpetual student. And I told her, I said, you're right. Because there's three courses I'm getting ready to take right now. Because I want to know. I need to be up on what's going on. I don't want somebody to tell me, say, well, listen, this is, you take this and you're going to do, no. My first question to people, when people tell me stuff, I say, what's in it?
Mm-hmm.
No, I want to know what's in it. Last Sunday, I did a lecture, past Sunday, and there were some women sitting there who had some natural products. And, you know, I went over to look at their products, you know. And the first thing I did was looked at the ingredients. And the lady, she was funny. And the lady said, why are you shaking your head? And then she said, now you're smiling. What is that about? And I had to tell the lady about what was in the product.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you got too much stuff in the product. If you find a product that got 9,000 things in it, don't buy that product. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got stuff in there that's canceling other stuff out.
Okay.
You know, you don't need 9,000 products to get everything. You just don't need that. If you find a product that got maybe 15, maybe 20 product things in it, that's kind of all right. But when the list goes so long that you just got to stand there for 5 minutes to read it, you don't need that product because the product's got too much stuff in it. And it's overkill. And you're not going to get the nutrients that you're trying to get from it. So as I part with you this evening, but you had a question, Juwanza. Go ahead.
I was just going to tell the listeners that they definitely want to get in contact with you. I'm just going to remind everybody, too, that Dr. Muakil comes on once a month. He's a regular on Juwanza for Life. And I know that you're enjoying what you hear. He comes on every third Tuesday of the month. Write it down. Every third Tuesday of the month, you can hear Brother Muakil back on the air with us, and we can pick up. He's taking us through the different functions of the body, different approaches to healing, and I really appreciate you, my brother. I mean, you've been doing this since 1974, since before some people that are listening were born, okay? So you have the opportunity to sit at and the feet of and listen to a brother who's got 40 years of wisdom that he's sharing with you. He comes on once a month, but you don't have to wait 30 days until he comes on again. You can give him a call, okay? You can email him and to get his recommendations, find out where he's going to be, what classes he's going to be teaching, and you can get in contact with him again, and you don't have to wait until next month. By the way, before we go, I want to let everybody know, just got a few announcements. I just want to let everybody know that we've got an awesome archives, okay? If you like what you heard today, you can hear Dr. Akmal Muakil on previous shows. If you've missed them, you can go back to the archives and check them out. We've talked about what is chi, understanding the life force. We've had other discussions with Dr. Muakil, and you can go back and check those archives out as well. We also have other regular monthly guests, Orawahehi Metura in Common. He's Paramount King of the Aseraset Society, comes on once a month, and he discusses the 11 laws of God. We've also got Brother Coy, King Coy Dunstan, owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C., cured his mother of cancer using herbs. Awesome testimony, awesome guest. He comes on once a month. We've got the Swamis, Swami Michael Perry and Swami Heidi Lindman. That's Swami Jyotirvakyananda and Swami Abhipandananda. We're going through Kriya Yoga Astrology. They're breaking that down. So if you're interested in that, you can go back and check out the archives. They come on once a month. Professor Geiger, if you're an entrepreneur, he's written an awesome book, 101 Principles. It's called The Road to the Top, 101 Business Principles. He comes on once a month. We've got a new addition to the Juwanza for Life family, Queen Dr. Ruby Lathan. She cured herself of cancer. Doctors told her she had thyroid cancer, and she said, I beg to differ, and went out and found out what to do and changed her diet to a livid and cured herself of cancer. And want you to make sure that you tune in this Thursday, day after tomorrow. We're going to have an awesome guest. Queen Tamika Mosley has written a book. It's called Sickle Cell Natural Healing. Okay, her son was diagnosed with sickle cell anemia, and after two blood transfusions, she said, that's too many, enough is enough. And she went out and she changed his diet to a livid. And she's got an awesome testimony to tell. So you definitely want to tune in day after tomorrow, this Thursday. Queen Tamika Mosley is going to be my special guest. So make sure you tune in for that. If you know anybody that's got sickle cell anemia, it's a very under-talked about disease. And she's on the forefront fighting and spreading the word about holistic health. So you definitely want to tune in for that. Brother Akmal Muakil, we've got about 5 minutes left, my brother. Again, sir, for all of the years that you have been on the path doing this work, it's an awesome work. It's a much-needed work. And I thank you for the research that you have done and even encouraging us to do the research, because that's so very important. So many people just go with the latest thing and they don't do the research, and had they taken a moment to just, get online, do a little research, then they're going to save themselves a lot of trouble, save themselves a lot of money, you know, and not have that expensive urine you were talking about.
Right. And so next month, you know, we changed the season. And I have a program that every season has to do with cleansing and detoxing specific organs.
Okay.
And so next month's program will be on cleansing within the seasons through the art of fasting. And I'll talk about the organ network, how it relates to the seasons, how each season has a particular set of organs, what organs are vibrating during the fall, and how the fall can reduce your allergicness or your body's cleansing, which we call allergies, in the springtime. So next time I'll talk about working with healing within the seasons through the art of fasting.
Brothers
and so,
yes, sir.
As I move forward, and as we all move forward on this day, I would like to say, be well and enjoy your life, and allow God to show you the healing force within. Thank you.
Ashe.
Ashe.
I want to thank you, everybody, for listening. You, as I had the pleasure of listening to Dr. Akmal Moorkill. And, again, he's a regular guest, comes on every third Tuesday. Mark your calendars. Again, you could have been doing something else, but you decided to tune in. Again, don't forget, day after tomorrow, Queen Tamika Mosley, Sickle Cell, Natural Healing, awesome testimony. You're going to want to get the book. So make sure you tune in for that. For everybody that's listening, thank you so much to everybody. Healthy 247, I love you. Thank you. I grew up in D.C. Thank you. I love you so much. Until the next time, peace.